This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, we're along with Jerry Recco this morning. We were along with Jerry Recco last night.
No, Jerry was the one guy who wasn't there, but weeks ago, this was not a good date for him. So this is not like he bagged out
in the last
minute.
As soon as I got the email, I knew I couldn't make it.
Yeah, he couldn't make it. I know... We all wanted Jerry there, but I'm not going to bust his chops about this morning.
I got to tell you, I didn't really miss you, honestly.
And I wasn't thinking of you at all either.
I didn't think so.
No. No.
I mean, we had a great time.
Leave your ass face.
Al, did you have a great time?
Yes, very good time.
Yeah. Ed, did you have a good time?
It was quite a good time, yes.
How about you? Bobby, have a good time?
Good time.
Greg, you have a good time?
Yeah, I did, Jerry. Thanks. It was
awesome. Boomer, you have a good time?
Great time.
Good.
That's great.
I'm happy to hear that.
An ass face.
I don't know. Is that new? Like, that inflection is awesome. That is great.
An ass face.
I don't know where that's from.
That is awesome.
Or when.
That was probably from like 8 years ago or something.
It's possible.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, calling people names. All right, so we had a caller, Ronnie in Babylon, right? I'm not even going to repeat what I said, even though it went over the air, but I called this guy a miserable blank.
And it rhymes with ick.
Yeah, rhymes with tick. We'll say that, right? So this guy comes up to me last night at the party, right? He goes, hey, you know that guy that you called a miserable tick on the air? I said, yeah, I do remember
you
that.
You actually remember that?
Yeah, oh no.
How could you not?
Right, so and he goes, that's my dad. Turns out the guy works here. So he works in promotions, this guy.
That's great.
So I said, listen, man, I'm sorry. I got worked up. I shouldn't have done that. You know, tell your dad thanks for listening. He goes, no. You were right. He is miserable.
That's great. I like it.
That was incredible. He goes, no, he loved it. He thought that was awesome. I was like, wow. What a world, huh?
Jerry, I do kid you. You were missed last night.
No, I wasn't. There were 300 people there.
No, I'm talking about from our group. I figured that your ears were burning.
Well, and here he is right now. The man that I called a miserable blank.
All right.
And I met his son last night. Ronnie. Good morning, Ronnie. What's happening today, man?
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing?
All right, Ronnie. How you doing? All right?
How's it going, guys?
Great, Ronnie. Well, you know, Gio's a little hungover this morning.
I love seeing you in a good mood, Gio. You're not being a miserable son of a bitch like that.
Ronnie, so, I have to say you got a great son, and he was awesome. It was really nice to meet him last night. And I did apologize to him, and I'll apologize to you for
you
calling
don't have
you those
to
names.
Apologize.
You know,
I love it. I take this. I eat this all up. I'm that type of a guy. Don't worry about it. And he's a diamond in the rough, that kid.
He is.
His nickname is Moose. You could call him Moose. Call him Moose today when you see him.
I will. All right, Ronnie. Listen, you have a great morning, man. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, Ronnie. Take it easy, man.
You.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Now you're all happy. Now you're all you're
I've been
all
happy, man. I've been in a good mood. Okay, I'm great. Good. I'm good.
Got that all cleared up.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Jerry is here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, I went through Brody Van Wagenen, and I'm halfway through Brian Cashman. A lot of good stuff here. You obviously have the reports in the newspaper. Even John Heyman saying the Mets and Brody Van Wagenen working on multiple scenarios to try and get JT.
Hey, man,
JT Realmuto from the Marlins. Yes, the one has them linked with the Yankees and Noah Syndergaard, I guess. Mets also reportedly met with Wilson Ramos on Monday. Here's some of the sound. Here was, this is all Van Wagenen talking about the impact of Jeff Wilpon, who is there. He has flown in for it.
I think he was, you know, really crucial in helping the Cano-Diaz trade get completed. And I felt like with as many different balls as we have in the air right now, I felt like it was going to be strategically helpful to have him here with us and involved in many of the discussions that we're having, hopefully be able to contribute to some of the meetings that we're having as well.
We're going to make sure that it's got fluid to the top.
He wants Jeff there to basically sign off on things, essentially. He says he was asked about Realmuto, which I was surprised he's allowed to talk about him. He's not a free agent.
It's true.
Like, talking about Harper and Machado is one thing.
Yeah.
And they asked, so it's not like he volunteered it. but openly spoke about Real Muto.
You know what's funny? He was conscious of that in an MLB Network interview recently where he said, I can't talk about these players that are on other teams. I can talk about A.J. Pollock, though, because he's a free agent. So he knows that
stuff.
Yeah,
interesting.
So, I mean, maybe because he's been so deeply engaged in Real Muto trade talk, he feels more comfortable about it.
Or maybe everything's on the table at these meetings. I don't know. Here he was saying, it's not just us that want him.
Look, I think a lot of teams are talking to the Marlins. I think that... you know, I would anticipate his market picking up.
He adds,
you know, whether he gets traded, if the Marlins find the right package of players that they're looking for. Hard for me to assess what their asking price will ultimately be, but you know, we'll continue to have discussions with all the available catchers.
In terms of a priority.
So let me ask you a question. So he's openly talking about another team's player.
Yes.
So I guess JT Realmuto is actually the one that is actually trying to force this.
He
so
has been for over a year.
Trying to force this. So it's probably good news to his ears, right? And I would imagine that since he is openly trying to force this whole issue, I don't know how Derek Jeter feels about, you know, Brody Van Wagenen talking about it. But on the other side of it, you have, and I know that you guys are going to laugh at me, but you do have two catchers that are still on your roster right now.
Yes.
That are listening to all this stuff in the offseason. And if it's not Realmuto, then it will be another guy. So those two catchers know that their days here for the Mets are not long.
Well,
either.
At least one of them. I think that Darnold, the reason why they kept him and they got rid of Flores was they envisioned Darnold to be their backup catcher.
Right.
So someone, Plawecki's got to go, probably.
Here was the update on Darnold.
We got a good report today about his rehab program and how he's doing throwing-wise, and all indications are he's going to be ready to make a contribution.
Darnold's the starter.
All right, hang on, Dan and Hamilton. Danny, what's happening, brother?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey,
Dan.
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, I know with the party being extended last night, I was wondering if the Pope showed up last night.
He did not make an appearance. I did happen to do
one of his voice made an appearance.
Right?
Though.
Yes. Boomer asked me to pull one of the raffle tickets out.
Yes.
in the mic voice, so I did that. But no, he did not show up to the party. There was a slide there. This place was really cool. So there's a slide that you could take from the top floor to the bottom floor.
The place is called Slate.
Yeah, and a lot of
people probably have been there and know about it. Yep.
So I kept envisioning Mike going down that slide and then making that entrance like that. You know, I'm here.
Yeah, come Santa Claus here. Come Santa Claus.
You know. Yeah, I get it. But meanwhile. Meanwhile, your boy Sean Marash.
Oh my God!
Takes his shirt off and slides down this thing and leaves a big old grease spot in the middle of it. Really? And I was just thinking about all the other people that were coming after him that were going to go in that slide.
Yeah,
and they had a slide through his grease left behind.
Yeah, show that to Jerry because Jerry doesn't like Sean, so he's really not going to like him.
That's not true. He's an attention whore. Exactly my point. Like, what's the point of this? He's got his sweat marks all over.
I mean, this is a guy who...
So think of all the people that went after him.
Sober. Nobody should have.
Down in that.
Sober, by the way.
That was
the
sober.
Second we walk into the party, takes his shirt off in front of all his colleagues and goes down the slide.
And if it's not being an attention whore, why are we taking our shirt off to go down the slide?
Values.
Right. Yeah. I actually told our... you know, GM here, right, Susan? I told her, I said, Sean got stuck in there. We had to get a plunger to get him out of there.
Right. And then
she was like, what?
We had her going for a while until I said that we had to get some olive oil from the kitchen to, you know, grease it up. And then she was like, all right, now you're kidding. I was like, all right, I guess so.
All right. How about the Yankees?
Sure.
Okay,
how about the Yankees?
It's actually very surprising listening to Brian Cashman. And I don't know if he's just playing us for fools. I don't know. But he was asked about Bryce Harper. And he says, well, the outfield's kind of crowded right now.
I have Judge, Stanton, Ellsbury, Gardner, Frazier, Hicks.
Basically, no room. And then Sweeney says, but, I mean, are Ellsbury and Frazier even in the mix? Are they healthy?
Take them out. I've got Hicks in center. I got Stanton that's athletic as hell, but it's forced to DH because Judge isn't right, and I got Gardner in left.
And then as he continually was asked about it, he finally said, listen, no Harper.
No time at all winter have I said I'm looking for an outfielder. So, the Harper stuff is, I'm surprised you're still asking.
I mean, all you got to do is listen to what he says. He tells
the breadcrumbs,
you
follow the breadcrumbs.
He's going to leave breadcrumbs around for you.
Oh, you have breadcrumbs about an infielder.
Brian, for the DD solution, is Manny Machado
an option for you?
We've talked to Manny Machado's representative, Danny Lozano.
And then he went on to say he has talked to him many times. Oh, I'm sorry, multiple times, at least twice, I believe.
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs there. The other one that was quite interesting was they had Patrick Corbin listed as the top free agent pitcher. Would not, they never made him an offer. So made that very clear.
There they was never made Corbin an offer.
Never made him an offer. It,
why? Because they knew that he had a 6-year offer with the Nationals.
He essentially said it wasn't. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but they weren't going to go to the numbers that they thought he was going to get.
Yeah,
not worth it. Essentially, year, is what he was saying.
6 years. I'm not going 6 years with anybody. So that's why it really
it's interesting.
Kind of. I guess it's a pitcher you don't want to go 6 years with. But with Machado at his age, would you go? I guess you'd go seven. At least seven.
Absolutely.
Right?
Here was a reporter. This is 26 seconds, but you'll get the point because I left in the question. He is stunned that the Yankees would be out on the top free agent pitcher.
You've stated from the day the season was over that your need is starting pitching, and you have the top guy, and it seems just very unusual, I guess, that the Yankees would, you know.
Well, if you're the best columnist for the Lexington Herald Leader, and that was the only, you were the only available person in the marketplace, and versus the New York Times, you know, it's relative.
He's basically saying he's the best of not a great lot. Yeah. Is essentially
what
he's saying.
But he also made a trade for Paxton, right?
He did.
All right, so he's done it other ways, it more creative ways.
Very interesting. So
I think that was knocking Corbin. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what that was. That was
in a roundabout way.
Yeah, I mean that this pitching market, there wasn't a lot of top end free agents available, and we weren't going to overpay for this guy just because the market was what it was.
Right.
You know, and I don't blame him on that.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
I'd like
to see them. Who's the other pitcher they're going to add, though?
Well, he was asked about Hap.
Hap is aware of our comfort level, and I know what he's trying to accomplish, and we'll see if we all match up. If not, he'll match up somewhere else.
So they're going to offer what they're going to offer, and if it's not enough, they move on. So there you go. Very interesting, though. We'll have more throughout the morning on the baseball. You have the Seahawks and Vikings last night. One of the monster plays late in this game came defensively.
Belt high, shotgun snap, moves up, avoids the rush. Now being chased, and he throws. The ball knocked free. It bounces. It rolls. It's picked up on the 30-yard line, running to the 25, coming to the near side, the 15, the 10. There's a block at the 5, and it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. Justin Coleman vacuumed in the ball on the fumble by Kirk Cousins and just ran it in. Fumble recovery, 29-yard Seattle touchdown.
And that was part of a 21-7 win on the Westwood One on the Fan.
Yeah, I miss him, man.
Yeah.
I tell you, that Kirk Cousins, you can have him. And this is, we had these discussions over the, and I never
I'll
was.
I will definitely take him.
Then take him. You know what? Take him,
I'll
and you can
him.
Have him, and you can have him lose to every team with a winning record and never win on Monday Night Football and be an average quarterback who got overpaid because the Redskins messed up the whole franchise tag thing. Hey, listen, he's a good quarterback. The Vikings haven't had a lot of good quarterbacks, but in this world of quarterback-driven supremacy, he is pedestrian.
He's
not top level.
He's pedestrian at best, which is all the stuff that Jerry and I were saying.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you guys realize how hard it is to go out there in Seattle when they're playing like they're playing. I didn't expect the Vikings to win. I thought both teams would score more points, to be quite frank with you.
They were lucky to score a touchdown last night.
I know they were.
Disgusting.
Kind of like New Orleans in Dallas, kind of like the Rams against the Bears. So it's nice to see a little defense.
Listen, this was a team that went to an NFC championship game last year.
And they're 6-6-1.
Theoretically upgraded the quarterback position tenfold from Keenum to Kirk Cousins, and now they're sitting here at 6-6-1 with 6 wins over teams with losing records.
Did you see Russell Wilson's stats last night?
10 of 20, 72 yards.
Since we're talking about great quarterbacks and everything else, he was what? What was he?
10 of 20, 72 yards.
And an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I needed 14.
I didn't say he played well.
I need 14 fantasy points from Russell Wilson last night.
But when you give Kirk Cousins the money you give him to be the difference maker, and you go from the NFC Championship game to 6-6-1,
I'll tell you who's
I will tell you who's
hurting his reputation right now is John DeFilippo, their offensive coordinator, because you know and even those guys last night got after him a little bit about his play selection. And how many fourth and ones, third and ones they're throwing, fourth and one they're trying to run. They can't do anything right.
Yep.
What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
No, these guys, sometimes they give really good lines, and sometimes I use them, sometimes I don't. So I just,
it was a very funny line okay.
that I'm just going to let sit there.
Here was Mike Zimmer, so what the hell happened here?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I mean, they played well.
Hard to tell.
So whether it was lack of execution or them playing better, I don't know.
And CBS Sports Network is showing the highlight. They go incomplete on fourth and goal from the one they don't score. You had the Bobby Wagner jump over the center, block a field goal when it was 6-0, I think, at the time. Nothing went well for them at all. Seattle did run the ball 42 times on the night for 214 yards, but there wasn't a whole lot in the line of offense. NBA, LeBron James played Dwayne Wade one final time. Lakers beat the Heat 108-105. Remember that poor start the Lakers got out to? They're 17-10 now. They've played much better. LeBron had 28. Warriors get a big night from Steph Curry and beat the T-Wolves 116-108. Paul George had 31. Thunder over the Jazz 122-113. Sixers beat the Pistons 116-102. Knicks and Nets off. They're off again tonight. Lightning double the Rangers 6-3. Ryan McDonagh snapped a 2-2 tie midway through the third period. Ryan McDonagh. Kevin Hayes, he did score twice for the Rangers, who have lost 6 of 8. The Islanders have lost 3 of 4. What is going on around here? The Islanders have lost 3 of 4. They lose in a shootout 2-1 to the Penguins. The Devils have lost 8 of 9. They lose to the Sharks 5-2. We have the Jets. We've got the Mets. I mean, Knicks, Nets, not great. So,
at least Mike DiCaro has us, you know, looking forward to the future with all the young players and everything.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, a lot of young talent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.